to In the Loop podcast, a podcast that is inspired by the Western culture and the rodeo industry. I am your host, Jordan Joe Hullabaugh, professional rodeo athlete, business owner, married to my best friend, full-time cowgirl, and I am blessed to get to do what I love to do each and every day. My goal is to promote this industry and specifically the sport of breakaway roping. On In the Loop podcast, we are bringing you behind-the-scenes stories of what real life looks like every day, from cowgirls, cowboys, industry producers, leaders, trailblazers, you name it, we talk about it. We are sharing stories of this Western culture and the lifestyle that they live daily. Join me as we share these stories of the amazing triumphs, trials, and victories, defining moments that we all have along this journey of the amazing way of life that we live. You are officially in the loop. Let's get to it. Okay, guys, so today we are here with a guest that has been on my show, I feel like, a lot, but we're best pals, so she can come a lot and hang out with me. Kelsey Domer is here with us today, and we are going to talk about all things Women's Rodeo World Championships. It's coming up big, hot, heavy. One of the, if not the biggest paying women's event of the year. They just really showed up and showed out for women. There's going to be over 800 women come and compete at the Stockyards through May 9th through the 12th, through the Cowgirl Gathering and the Women's Finals. I mean, like, if you're looking for a lady, you need to be at the Stockyards.
That's right. No doubt. I'm excited. I can't wait for May.
So tell us a little bit about, we're going to jump into the Women's Rodeo and do all that, Kels, but what do you have going on? You know, you're a mom of daughter Oakland, you're a wife, you are a breakaway roper, clinician. You literally wear so many hats. So tell us a little bit about what you've got going on in your world.
Yeah, so I was actually just talking to a friend about that today. She was like, what's the day in the life of you look like? And, you know, here lately, we've been going to the winter rodeos, of course, been gone a little bit. But usually of the mornings, I do your normal day-to-day things and run errands and hang out with my little girl. And then in the afternoon, I've got a girl that comes and helps me watch Oakland. And then I can go rope or give lessons or, you know, be outside and do all things roping that way. So that's kind of day in life of me here lately.
She makes that sound very simplified. It's a lot more intricate than that, but I will take that answer. So your daughter now is, tell us a little bit about how old she is and some of the cool things that she's got going on in her world.
She's a year and a half. She's wild, which you know that. She wants to get into everything. She wants to help. She likes to get the cattle up. She likes to use the hot shot. So it makes things, you know, obviously way different than they were a year ago even. So, but it's super fun. She likes being outside. She likes being in the arena, likes being around all the animals. So obviously I love that because that's near and dear to my heart as well. So she keeps us on our toes, no doubt.
Sounds like she's really good shoot help too. Like maybe I need to get her over and, you know, she can load my calves for me, get them ready while our dad's watching her. I mean, no big deal.
Exactly. She knows how to run the button, whether she's going to watch you not or not. I'm not sure, but she will open the gate somewhere or another.
And I think that's so much of what I love about this industry is everybody does it just a little bit different, you know, and that's one thing you and I have always talked about. You do things different than everybody else. And that's what I love about you. And you take pride in the way you're going about your roping, being a mom, being a wife, all the things and what your priorities are. I laugh because I look back at that picture of Oakland this time last year. You guys are holding the $60,000 check and she is so tiny, even though she's still so tiny.
Right.
I think that's definitely at the point where the world traded Kelsey Domer, Kelsey Chase. They were like, who cares about Kelsey? Now we're focusing on Oakland.
Absolutely.
So you lost the Kelsey Domer is a rank breakaway roper and now you have gained Oakland's mom. That's all they talk about when you walk
in
the box.
At least maybe I'm a cool mom. I'll go with that. So maybe she'll make me a cool mom, but yeah, every time I see somebody, where's Oakland? How's Oakland? I'm like, oh, cool. It's nice to see you too.
That's probably me being one of those people. I'm like, oh, hey, Kels, how's Oakland? By the way, you doing okay? So this time last year, you walk away, you show up at the Cowgirl Gathering. You hadn't really been anywhere. You had taken some time to be with your family, be a mom, do all those good things. You show up, you're not qualified for the women's finals. You show up at the Cowgirl Gathering, you rope in the Last Chance qualifier, you walk away with 60,000. Tell me, well, probably a little more than 60,000 because of all the things you won leading up to that. But tell me about that process. Why did you come to the Cowgirl Gathering in the first place? And then tell me about how that process went as you roped your way through and ended up winning the event.
Yeah, so I think I nominated maybe one place because I just needed, you know, one or just a couple points or whatever to be able to go to the Last Chance Qualifier, which last year it was a little different. They had the Cowgirl Gathering and then they had the Last Chance Qualifier. So two separate deals, but the Last Chance Qualifier, obviously I had to go to that to get a chance to get into the big money. And so I went there, I think, did they take two maybe from the average? Because mm-hmm. it was based on entries. There wasn't a ton of entries in the Last Chance Qualifier because a lot of people were already qualified, you know, and had their points to go there. And so it was based on an average deal and I happened to make it through there. So that was awesome. I was pumped to even just get to go the next, you know, next step. And then had a good first round. And then I actually had a bad second round in the actual, you know, rodeo part of it, but I was lucky enough to come back on that one run. And so then I got to go back, you know, rope again and then made the final three and then got to rope for the 60,000. And so my steps to get there was not, you know, just smooth sailing. It's not like I came in number one and just was, you know, at the top every time. I came in at the bottom, did good and kind of went to the bottom again and worked my way back up. So there's multiple chances there to get to the final day, I guess.
And that's what I love about the women's event at the Women's Rodeo World's Championship Finals is there's different ways to make it in. Like you made it in through the go round, you come back and miss one. Anybody else would be like, oh, well, I'm out, I'm done, no more chances. And that's not the case. And so it really, for me, I love it because it takes out a lot of the draw. It takes out a lot of the factors that we compete against every day. And like you said, gives people more chances to get their foot in the door, even if you don't have a perfect day and you mess up, it's okay. You can still keep roping and go at them. And there's different chances to get your foot in the door. One thing I also love about it is we have our challengers. Then we also have the open girls. And yes. At the end, which I really, they say challengers, but anymore, I really don't think there is a breakaway roper. I know there is challenger levels right. because of the money limits, but yeah, they're younger than us or they
just haven't been able to go to as many rodeos as
exactly.
We have.
And then they show up and kick your butt and you're like, where have mm-hmm. you been? Where did you come from? And yep. why are you here? You know? So I think that that's really cool that they bring us all together in the end and you can't showcase a pro from a challenger, honestly. And right. and it's like, I don't know. I just love that part of it. Cause it's like, we all come together. We're all here for the same purpose. And then mm-hmm. we're getting to rope at that kind of money, which tell me a little bit. Okay. So you go through this last chance, you get in there, you get the 60,000. What did that 60,000 do for you and your family?
Oh man, it did so much. I mean, anytime we can win big like this, being in this industry and this lifestyle, obviously, you know, kind of changes your year or changes your life, however you want to look at it. So, you know, help my summer out because I did go ahead and rodeo last summer, took Oakland and we took off and rodeoed again. So that was helpful. And, you know, we can always, you know, put it back into our place here too while we're at home. And so there's obviously anybody can use money at any time, but, you know, for us, we're always going to put it back into our place. And then if it helps me get down the road to have a chance to make more money and help my family out, then obviously it's a win-win.
Right. So after your win following the 2023, you're breakaway roping champion, what does that look like 2024? Are you going about it the same strategy? Like tell us a little bit about what your strategy was this year going to the women's finals and how you went about it nominating.
Yeah. So this year is different. So last year I went to, you know, the women's finals and then I went to the WCRA in North Carolina. And at the end, you know, if you're, you know, at the top of the points, they give a bonus now. Right.
Right.
And so I actually
first through fourth gets a bonus.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're in point champion.
Yeah. Second last year and won 10,000, I think. And so I was like, I mean, I had no idea. I was like naive to the fact. And I only figured it out when I was in North Carolina. So I was like, this is awesome. Right. Martha was first. I was second. And so I was like, man, this is awesome. So after that, I have nominated more this year because I've been kind of, you know, looking at the points through all of it, you know, obviously this just isn't with the all girls, but I'm nominating toward the all girl too. But that's kind of been my goal, maybe to stay in the top of that and hopefully get paid, you know, in the bonus again at the end of the year. So I have nominated quite a bit more this year. Haven't just gone completely crazy, but compared to last year, it's definitely a lot more. But, you know, nominated these winter rodeos because usually, well, obviously we get to rope more than one, but hopefully, you know, you get to the semifinals and stuff like that and get a chance at more than just two or three in your set. So been kind of trying to do that and put my focus on that and give myself a little better chance, I guess, when we get there.
Right. And that's what interests me is hearing everybody's strategy on how they nominate, because mm-hmm. I think that there's a lot that goes into it. You know, world champion Martha Angeloni too. She, if you really want to know strategy on nominating, call Martha. She's got it down to a T. And, you know, one of the things I will just throw out there too, is there's nomination codes that we all use to save 10% or 5%. I think it's a 10% save, which doesn't, you think, oh, $5-$10 every time. Isn't that much money, but it does. It adds up and it is a lot of money. And so that's one thing that I think is neat. But strategy wise, I think for me, I nominate where, like you said, you're going to get more chances at more calves. And so I don't nominate just a whole lot of individual rodeos where I'm getting a one header. But anytime I go to a jackpot, like we've been at these winter rodeos, we went ahead and nominated those because we got more than one calf. Anytime I have more than one chance, I'm taking my chances and nominating because. I mean, the points add up. You don't think, you know, 200, 300 points is that big of a deal. And then all of a sudden it adds up. And in the end, you have a better chance.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I look at it the same way. I usually, if I'm going to put some eggs in another basket, I want, you know, more than one chance, I guess. And of course, you know, if you nominate the one headers and it's a really big paying rodeo, then you're going to get a lot of points too. And so you always have that side of it, but I'm with you. I try to do the jackpots and the rodeos with more than one head. That way my chances are better, I guess.
So one of the things that I love about the Women's Rodeo World Championships is they have paid out over $3 million to professional women. And I know that that is something that you and I, and call it our age, we won't age ourselves here, but call it our age, it's very important to us as professional women in rodeo to have that chance to be seen on that playing field. Talk a little bit about what that means to you, just to know that you have an association standing behind you, giving you this kind of support and giving you the chance to make this a career and keep it going.
Man, it's awesome. I'm going to try to support this association as much as I can, you know, for as long as I rope. I started in when they first started the WCRA deals, was, you know, a part of it and a huge fan and tried to support them. And then now we actually have our own, you know, all girl rodeo. And so why not? I don't see any kind of negative to try not to put your name in the hat for that and that kind of money. And, you know, it's not just breakaway roping. We have team ropers and barrel racers too. And this year I'm actually going to be a team roper again. So,
there we go. Yeah, that's what I was just about to ask you.
So I'm going to try that because I mean, shoot, I was telling a friend yesterday, it's like, man, if they're going to give me a chance at 60,000, I'll try it. You know, even though we don't get to team rope as much as we used to, and we're more just breakaway ropers anymore. Shoot. I'm going to rope the dummy and practice up and try my hand at it too.
Well, and that's another thing, you know, Lindsay and I talked about this and she gives me a hard time. She just calls me stupid, which I mean, let's just be frank, kind of is a little bit when you get to run at $60,000, but I am going to get back into it this next coming year. I'm going to try my hand at it, but they pay $60,000 to the header, $60,000 to the heeler. There's a pro, there's a challenger, women's team roping, women's barrel race, header, heeler, breakaway ropers, all the women's events are given equality. They're all paid the same. And so that is huge. That it's huge. Like that is unheard of. If you had asked me 10 years ago, do you think you'll ever rope at $60,000 for to be a, you know, world champion team roping header? No. I wouldn't I would have said no. And that's so you cool.
Know, how much do they pay for the points champion, you know, at the end? You know, they get a big check too. And so there's multiple different opportunities like that. If you want to go nominate a lot and have the most points at the end of the year, then boom, you get that check as well. And then if you happen to win the event, you get a big check too. So, I mean, just like you said, there's so many different ways to win good money. It's crazy to me that you're not going to give yourself a chance. You know, it happens once a year. So I'm dang sure going to put it on my list, you know, my goal list and say, hey, I'm going to do what I can to try to get back to this place once a year.
And it's a great time to be in Fort Worth at the Stockyards, May 9th through 12th. We're running at the Cowgirl Gathering is first. Following Corpus Christi. It's going to be some people at Corpus Christi, but then they're also going to be headed north to go to the Cowgirl Gathering, stay there. We have all the events, barrel racing, team roping, breakaway roping there. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to roll right into the women's finals. And then guess what? We get to rope at AT&T this year.
Yep.
In the short round. Again, how cool is that? I mean, that place is like, the atmosphere in there is way cool.
Oh yeah. I'm excited about that, to move back into there. You know, they do so much for us. They try hard every year. They're making it bigger and better and putting us on bigger stages. And so it's, you know, like I said, I'm going to support these people as much as I can and stay hooked at it, because they do so much for us. So hopefully we can give back to them and help them out too.
And you got to skip out on the, we had a WRWC photo shoot.
I know.
And being the official podcast, we got to go and partake in that, which was so neat. It was freezing cold. My hands were very cold, but it was really, really cool. And you got to skip out on it and freeze. But there's some cool TikToks out there we did as a group. If anybody wants to go watch Jackie missing her donuts, that was kind of fun. But that's one thing I love about it too, is like all of us women are getting together and we're really supporting each other. And I think that that's something in our industry we haven't really seen. And now we're getting a chance to do that. You know I have a lot of friends that maybe don't rope most of the year, but are coming to the Cowgirl Gathering, hoping to qualify, get into the women's finals, that I see that maybe don't have the same chances, opportunities, different things in life going on. And they're going to come and rope. And so that's one thing I love about it too, is you see people you haven't seen, you create those relationships, and I don't know, it's a pretty cool event.
It is. It's super cool. You know, they try their best to put us on that big stage and showcase us every chance they get. So, I'm pretty proud to, you know, to have been there last year, and hopefully I'm in the same situation again.
I know, that's what I was just thinking. Like, what is it going to feel like if you walk away with back-to-back $60,000 checks?
Oh gosh, it would be awesome, huh?
Yeah.
I'm guessing if you could bottle up that feeling that you'd have then and could sell it, you'd make a lot of money.
You would be very, very, very wealthy. Mm-hmm. Yes. So who are you team roping with this year?
So I'll just have to go hopefully through the last chance qualifier. We'll see. I don't necessarily have a partner. I'm going to rope in the BFI, hopefully get some points at the BFI. And then I guess however I get matched up, we'll go from there. But since I haven't been a team roper in the last couple of years, all my, you know, my normal partners have different partners, which is completely fine. Obviously I would hate, you know, wouldn't want them just to wait around on me to get out of retirement. So I don't know. I guess we'll see if I can get some points and get in there and make it work.
I don't know. Are you borrowing your husband's heel horse again?
Yep. Absolutely.
How does that work? Does he take commission?
No. Yeah, I cook him supper, if that counts.
I think that's great. So after following the women's event, tell us a little bit about North Carolina. I know that was a huge event for you as well. It's not a women's exclusive event, but it's part of the WCRA. What was it like going to North Carolina?
Oh, it was so cool. That place was amazing. We literally did not have to leave. It was like a whole community once you got there. You had your RV, you had amazing stalls, you know, they had different places to eat. There was a golf course on the place. There was a spa on the place. We got to watch the Hunter Jumpers. So once we got there, we never left until the event was over. So it was pretty cool. And hopefully I get to go back.
Yeah, I know. That's exciting. I've never been to the east part of the world. So I am nominating too, to hopefully get to go to North Carolina and experience all of that and what it's like. And then you plan on rodeoing again with your daughter, Oakland. Talk a little bit about what that takes. And I know the commitment, you have so many people that are helping you, your mom, your aunt down the road, that, and your husband, all the things, but there still has to be some mental fortitude to say, hey, I'm taking myself and my daughter, and I'm going to go and follow my dream, and I'm going to do this. So what does that take for you to do that?
It takes a lot of help. Like you said, I mean, I wouldn't be able to do it without the family help, and going with me down the road. But you know, it's right now, you know, she enjoys it. She likes traveling, you know, then she gets to get out and play. She, you know, gets to see Creed and Journey, you know, hang out. We'll go, you know, now that she's a little bit older, we're going to get to do some fun things this summer. But you know, right now I'm going to take that opportunity to keep pursuing my goals. You know, when she's older, I want to be helping her pursue hers. And so right now. You know, it's fun. I'm super blessed to be able to do that and to take her on the road, but I'm going to do that, you know, I guess as long as I can before she gets into her things and then be behind her and push her for whatever she wants to do.
Yeah. Well, and she is a very, very active, if anybody doesn't know. So I imagine you will be chasing her all over the world.
For the summer.
Yeah, we're going to get some really good Nikes this summer. Be chasing her. That's for sure. Well, good. Well, Kels, thank you so much for coming to the show today. Congratulations on your 2023 win. Good luck in 2024 at the Women's Rodeo World Championship Finals. If there was a piece of advice you could give to anybody that's listening today that are like on the fence about coming to the Cowgirl Gathering or entering the Women's Finals, starting to get their foot wet, get in there and nominate some, what would you tell them?
Yeah, I mean, don't be afraid to ask questions about it. You know, all the time people are like, well, I don't know how to do it, so I haven't done it. I mean, we didn't either. And everybody's got to start somewhere. So don't be afraid to ask. You know, the WCRA has a ton of people that you can call and they have great info and they will help you out, you know, with the nominating or what all you have to do to be able to get qualified and all that, you know, because I hear a lot. It's like, well, I don't really know how to do it. It's confusing to me. Great. It was confusing to me at one time too. And so don't be scared of that or don't, you know, run away from that. Just don't, you know, go help or go get some help and ask questions. And if it's something you really want to do, I mean, heck yeah, I don't see anything negative to it. And just like that, if you only have a few points, you know, are not in the top 20 or whatever, then try to go through the last chance qualifier and give yourself that opportunity. You know, if you can only put so much money towards getting points and you don't think you can catch up, you know, there's other routes. And yeah. So definitely figure out what works for you and go for it.
Yeah. I love that advice. And I know too, that Sammy Joe is so sick of me calling her and everybody at the WCRA. Like, I mean, it's a daily thing. It's like, hey, good morning, by the way, here's a question. And so that is the best thing to do is to ask, because we don't always have the answers and that's okay, but they do. And if they don't, one thing I love, there's been several times they're like, not sure. Let me find out. Let me get that answer. Absolutely. And then they'll get back to you. So I think that's really cool and speaks volumes for the association.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you. I've always had a lot of help from them, you know, whether, you know, any kinds of questions, because we've had a lot throughout the years. So they will definitely, like you said, if they don't know it, they're going to figure it out and they're going to help the best way that they can.
Yep. Perfect. Well, Kels, thanks for coming today. Good luck. And we'll see you down the road.
See you, pal.